student from Midtown, shows up at Malik's. He and Shayna got word out to their coalition to come over for an emergency meeting. One after another, they bring details of what happened after we ran off. At least 10 cop cars arrived, a news van showed up, and the boys who jumped Long and Tate were arrested. One of them was Zane. Curtis glances at me when we're told that. I just mouth, "You're welcome." Long and Tate were both loaded into ambulances. Nobody knows how bad either of them are. Parents and guardians received a recorded message from the school saying that there was an emergency and that they must come get their children. Jay thought there was a shooting and immediately called me. She calmed down once I told her I'm fine. I gave her a quick rundown of what really happened, specifically the part about Long and Tate being back. She was pissed, but not surprised. Everyone sits and stands around Malik's living room, eating sandwiches and chips and drinking just about every soda Aunt Shell has. Sonny, Curtis, and I made room on the couch for three other people. Shayna's on Aunt Shell's recliner with a girl sitting on each arm. Malik won't stay still. He paces the living room the way he used to do when a mission on a video game wasn't going his way.
"This will not help us with any of the concerns we had," he says. "In fact, this is gonna make shit worse."
He eyes Curtis. Curtis eats his sandwich as if Malik said nothing.
"You don't know that," says Sonny.
"No, he's right," says Shayna. "They're probably about to go the Garden High route, have actual cops acting as security."
"What?" I say, and other people in the room basically say the same thing.
"I guarantee those two are back because so many parents bought that drug dealer narrative about Bree," Malik says. "They've got reason to believe we're all threats now. I bet there will be armed cops at the doors."
Ever since that boy got killed, my heart races whenever I see a cop. I could have been him. He could have been me. Luck's the only thing that separated us. Now my heart may be racing for most of the day. Curtis sits forward, his arms folded on his knees.
"Look, all I know is we were tired of Long and Tate treating us like shit and getting away with it, so we whooped their asses, plain and simple."
Malik pounds his fist into his palm.
"There's a way to go about it. You think you're the only one tired? You think I wanted to see my best friend thrown onto the ground?"
Wow. Malik and I haven't been great lately. Hell, that's an understatement, honestly. But he basically just told me all that doesn't matter. He still cares about me. I catch Shayna staring at me. She quickly looks away.
"We finally got Dr. Rhodes to agree to a meeting with us, and this happens?" Malik says. "She won't hear shit we have to say. Nah, we gotta go above her now."
"The superintendent?" Sonny asks.
"Yep, or the school board."
"No, we need even bigger,"
Shayna says. She focuses on me again. "We need that video to get in the news." She means Malik's video of Long and Tate throwing me like a trash bag. I shake my head. "Nah, not happening."
"Bree, come on,"
Dion from the bus says. One or two people echo him.
"It's the only way things will change," Shayna says. "We have to show people why everyone was upset today, Bree."
"I already told y'all, I'm not gonna be the poster child for this."
Shayna folds her arms.
"Why not?"
"Because she said so," Curtis says. "God damn, get off her back."
"I'm just saying, if it was me and I knew it would change things at our school, I would release the video in a heartbeat."
I raise my eyebrows. "Clearly, I'm not you."
"What's that supposed to mean?"
I'm starting to think that this isn't just about the school incident. "It means what I said. I'm not you."
Yeah, because if you were me, you'd prefer that that video was released instead of videos of you acting ratchet at the ring, Shayna says. But those videos are okay, right? She didn't. Please tell me she didn't. She did, though, because several mouths around the room have suddenly dropped. I'm well aware that Malik is silent during all of this. I sit up. First of all, I say with a clap.
Oh, shit,
Sonny mutters. He knows what that clap means.
Calm down, Bree.
Nah, let me answer this. First of all, I had no control over those videos from the ring being released, sweetie. I'm totally my mom's child, because when she says sweetie, she means the exact opposite. She does the clap thing, too. I don't know when I became her. Second, I say with another clap, how is speaking up for myself being ratchet? If you saw those videos, you'd know that's all I did. I'm only saying what people are already saying about. Third, I clap over her. I'm gonna finish, damn it. If I don't want the video released, I don't want the video released. I frankly don't owe you or anybody else an explanation. Yes, you do, because this affects us too, she says. Oh, my God, I clap with each word. That's the only thing keeping me in my seat. Bruh, for real, for real. Translation. Somebody get this girl. Sonny immediately understands. Bree, chill, okay? Look, maybe she has a point, though. If the video was released... Him, too? I push up from the couch. You know what? Y'all can continue your little meeting without me. I'm gone. Sonny tries to grab my hand, but I move it away.
Bree, come on. Don't be like that.
I sling my backpack over my shoulder and step over people sitting on the floor. I'm good. I'd rather not stay around for the jump down Bree's throat part of the meeting.
Nobody's jumping down your throat,
Malik says. Oh, now he speaks. He couldn't say shit when his girlfriend was going in on me. We just don't get why you don't want to help us, Shayna says. This is your chance to... I don't want to be that person, I scream, so that every single one of them hears me. They're just going to explain the shit away. Don't you get that?
Bree.
Sonny, you know they will. That's what they do. Hell, they're already doing it with the drug dealer rumors. This gets in the news, they'll mention every time I've been sent to the office, every goddamn suspension. Hell, they'll use those ring videos. Anything to make it seem like what happened was okay, 'cause I'm not from shit. You think I want to deal with that? I fight to breathe. They don't get it. That video can't be released, because all of a sudden, even more people will try to justify what happened to me, and it'll get so loud that I may start thinking that I deserved it to begin with. I didn't. I know I didn't. I want to keep knowing that I didn't. The room is blurry, but I blink it into focus. Screw y'all, I mumble and throw my hoodie over my head. I leave. And don't look back. When I get home, Jay's lying across the living room sofa. The remote's in her hand, and the theme music for As We Are fades off. She's addicted to that soap opera. Hey, Buki, she says as she sits up. She stretches and yawns, revealing the big hole under the arm of her t-shirt. She says it's too comfortable to get rid of. Plus, it's got Dad's first album cover on it. How was Malik's? The shortest answer is the best answer. Fine. How was As We Are? It was too good today. Jamie finally found out that baby ain't his. She's super upbeat. I think she fakes for me, though.
Whoa, for real? I ask.
Yep, it's about damn time.
When I was younger, Granddaddy would let me watch soap operas with him every afternoon in the summer. He loves his stories. As We Are was our favorite. I would sit on his lap, the air conditioner in the window blowing on us, and my head resting back against his chest as Teresa Brady pulled off her latest scheme like a boss. Now it's me and Jay's thing. She tilts her head and stares at me long and hard. You okay?
Yeah.
I can fake, too.
Don't worry, I'm calling the superintendent's office about this, she says, and goes toward the kitchen. Those bastards should not be back on the job.
You hungry?
We have some sausages left over from breakfast. I can make you a sandwich.
No thanks, I ate at Malik's. I plop down on the sofa. Now that As We Are is off, the afternoon news is starting.
Our top story. A student rally turned violent earlier today at Midtown School of the Arts, the newscaster says. Megan Sullivan has more.
Turn that up, Bree, Jay calls from the kitchen.
I do. The reporter stands in front of my now deserted school.
The day had only begun at Midtown School of the Arts, says Megan Sullivan, when students took to the steps and rallied.
They show cell phone footage from this morning of everybody in front of the building chanting, "You can't stop me. Nope, nope."
School officials say there were concerns among students regarding recent security measures, Sullivan says.
Jay comes to the doorway with the loaf of bread in her hand, untwisting the tie.
Security measures? You mean the fact those two were back on the job?
However, what started as a peaceful rally quickly turned violent, says Sullivan.
There go the screams as punches get thrown and Long and Tate are knocked out of view. The news bleeps the, oh shit, that the person recording yelps.
Security officials were physically attacked by several students, Sullivan says. According to eyewitnesses, it didn't take long for the melee to begin.
We were all standing around outside, trying to figure out what was going on, this white girl says. She's in the vocal music department. Then people started chanting a song.
Oh, no. Another cell phone video is shown. In this one, my classmates say my lyrics.
Run up on me and get done up!
The song, called On the Come Up, is said to be by local rapper Bree, Megan Sullivan says. They show my DatCloud page. The track, with its violent nature, includes attacks against law enforcement and is said to be a hit among young listeners.
Next thing I know, my voice comes through the TV, with bleeps where the curse word should be, but it's not the whole song. It's bits and pieces. Pin me to the ground, boy, you fucked up. If I did what I wanted and bucked up, you'd be bound for the ground, grave dug up. Strapped like backpacks, I pull triggers, all the clips on my hips change my figure. But let me be honest, I promise, if a cop come at me, I'll be lawless.
The loaf of bread falls from Jay's hands. She stares at the TV. Frozen.
Brianna. She says my name like it's her first time saying it. Is that you?
18. Words won't come out of my mouth, but the words I wrote blare from the TV.
You can't stop me, nope, nope, my classmates chant. You can't stop me, nope, nope.
As they used the song to taunt school officials, Sullivan says, the lyrics seemed to have encouraged students to violently take matters into their own hands.
Wait, what? It's not the fact that those two assholes harassed all the black and brown kids. Not the fact that whoever threw that first punch made that decision themselves. It's the fact that they were reciting a song?
Several students were arrested, she goes on. The security guards have reportedly been hospitalized, but are expected to make a full recovery. Students were sent home for the day as school officials work to determine their next course of action. We'll have more tonight at 6.
The picture goes black. Jay turned the TV off.
You never answered my question, she says. Was that you?
They didn't play the whole song. It's not about attacking law enforcement.
Was that you?
She's somehow loud and calm all at once.
I swallow.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Jay puts her face in her hands.
Oh, God.
Hear me out.
Brianna, what the hell were you thinking?
She yells.
Why would you say that stuff?
They didn't play the whole song.
They played enough, she says. Where's the gun you rapped about, huh? Show me. Tell me. I need to see how my 16-year-old is strapped like backpacks.
I'm not. That's not what I meant. They took it out of context.
You said that stuff. There's no way to get around.
Would you listen to me for once?
I bellow.
Jay puts her hands to her mouth like she's praying.
One, check your tone, she growls. Two, I am listening. I listened enough to hear my child rapping like a thug.
It's not like that.
Oh, it's not? Then why didn't you tell me a goddamn thing about this song before now? Huh, Brianna? According to the news, it's pretty well known. Why haven't you mentioned it?
I open my mouth, but before I can even say a word, she goes,
because you knew damn well you were saying stuff you had no business saying.
No, because I knew you jumped to conclusions.
People only jump on what you give them.
Did she of all people, really say that?
So that's why everyone accuses you of being on drugs? I ask. They're jumping on what you give them?
She can't say anything to that at first.
You know what? Jay eventually says. You've got a point. You've absolutely got a point. People are gonna assume things about you, about me, no matter what we say or do. But here's the difference between me and you, Brianna.
She closes the space between us.
I'm not giving people more reasons to make those assumptions about me. Do you see me walking around talking about drugs? Do you see me walking around talking about drugs?
She claps with each word. I stare at my shoes.
No, ma'am. Do you see me acting like I'm on drugs? Bragging about drugs? No! But you made yourself out to be everything people were gonna assume about you. Did you think about what this will make me look like as your mother?
She's still not listening to me. If you would just listen to the song, it's not what they made it out to be, I swear. It's about playing into their assumptions about me.
You don't get that luxury, Brianna. We don't. They never think we're just playing.
The room goes quiet again. Jay closes her eyes and holds her forehead.
Jesus.
She mutters, like calling his name will calm her down. She looks at me.
I don't want you rapping anymore.
I step back as if she slapped me. It feels like it.
What? But I refuse to stand by and let you end up like your daddy. Do you hear me? Look what rapping gangster got him. A bullet in his head. I've always heard that my dad got caught up in the streets because he rapped about the streets.
But that's not me.
And I won't let it be you. Jay shakes her head. I won't. I can't. You're gonna focus on school, and you're gonna leave that mess alone. Do I make myself clear?
Only thing clear is that she doesn't get it. Or me. That stings worse than the news report. But I suck it up like a Jackson's supposed to and look her dead in her eyes. Yes, ma'am. We're clear. We're so clear that when Supreme texts me that night asking to meet up in the morning, I don't hesitate to say yeah. He saw the news report and wants to talk to me about it. He also saw that On the Come Up is the number one song on Dat Cloud. The news has everyone listening to it. We meet up at the Fish Hut, this little rundown spot over on Clover. It's easy for me to get out of the house. It's Saturday, and Jay's having her monthly check-in meeting with the recovering addicts. We don't have enough food for her to feed them today, but everybody's talking so much it doesn't seem to matter. I tell Jay I'm going to my grandparents' house, and she's so caught up in their conversation she only says, okay. Soon I'm on my bike with my headphones, my backpack, and my dad's chain tucked under my hoodie, headed to Clover Street. I pedal fast so I don't freeze. Granddaddy says that cold weather's the only thing that'll shut the garden down. That explains why the streets are almost deserted. Riding through Clover is like riding through an abandoned war zone. The Fish Hut is one of the only places still standing. Aunt Pooh says it's 'cause Mr. Barry, the owner, put black-owned on the doors during the riots. Yeah, she was out during all of that. Even looted some stores and got a couple of TVs. I haven't heard from her since the ring. She hasn't ghosted, nah. Jay talked to her last night. Aunt Pooh just doesn't want to talk to me. Supreme's Hummer sits in a spot near the door of the Fish Hut. I take my bike in with me. I'd be a damn fool to leave it outside. I'd never get it back. Plus, Mr. Barry, the owner, won't trip. In fact, he says, hey, Lula, soon as I walk in. I get away with a hell of a lot because of my dad. The Fish Hut has wood-paneled walls like my grandparents' den, but there's this kind of dark, greasy film on them. Grandma would never let her walls look like that. A TV in the ceiling corner always plays a news station, and Mr. Barry always yells at it. Today he's at the counter talking about, can't believe a damn thing that come out of that fool's mouth. Supreme's got a table in the corner. I'm starting to think he never takes those dark sunglasses off. He stuffs his face with fried fish and eggs. That's the Fish Hut's breakfast special. When he sees me, he wipes his mouth.
The celebrity of the hour is here.
He points to the seat across from him. I prop my bike against the wall as he motions Mr. Barry over.
Mr. B, make sure you get this young lady whatever she wants. It's on me.
Mr. Barry writes our orders on his pad. I used to think he looked like a young Santa Claus, with his full black beard and mustache. It's grayer these days. I go for the shrimp and grits with a Sunkist. It's never too early for Sunkist. It's fizzy orange juice. I'll stand by that until I die.
Props on hitting number one on Dat Cloud, Supreme says, after Mr. Barry walks away. Got you a congratulatory gift.
He pulls a gift bag from under the table. It's not huge, but it's heavy enough that I have to grab it with both hands. Inside, there's a dark gray shoebox with a tree logo on it. I look up at Supreme. He flashes those gold fangs.
Go ahead, he says. Open it.
I slide the box out of the bag. I already know what's inside, but my heart still speeds up. I flip the lid on the box and can't even stop the, oh shit, that comes out of my mouth. A pair of brand new Tims. Not the scuffed ones at the community center giveaway, but brand new, never worn Tims.
Now, if the size is wrong, I can exchange them, no problem,
Supreme says as I take one out. I trace the tree carved into the side of the boot. My eyes are prickly as hell. I worked months to buy a pair. Months! Still hadn't made enough when Dr. Rhodes suspended me for selling candy. It was a finish line I could never reach. Yet Supreme's just handing me a pair like it's nothing. I can't believe I'm about to say this, though. I can't take these.
Why not?
My granddaddy says you never take big gifts that seem to be for no reason. Because there's a chance that there's a big reason you can't afford. Why'd you get them for me?
I told you, to congratulate you on hitting number one, he says.
Yeah, but these cost a ton, Supreme laughs.
A ton? They only 150. I spend more than that on sunglasses.
Oh. Damn. I wish 150 was chump change for me. Shit. I probably look dumb as hell for saying that's a ton of money. Not to mention broke as hell. Mr. B brings my shrimp and grits. I keep my eyes on them for the longest.
It's all good, Supreme says. I remember when that was a hell of a lot of money to me, too. Keep the shoes, I swear. Ain't no strings attached.
I glance down at my faux pair. The bottom has slowly started to separate from the rest of the boot. Doubt they can last another month. Maybe not even a week. I mumble. Thank you. And stuff both boots into my backpack.
You're welcome.
Supreme shakes hot pepper sauce under his plate.
I thought that shit at the ring was gonna have people talking. You really went and outdid yourself, huh, baby girl?
Did he watch the same news report that I watched? They're not exactly talking in a good way.
Truthfully, this probably the best thing that could have happened to you. Publicity is publicity. I don't give a damn how bad it is. It made you number one on that cloud, didn't it?
Yeah, but not everybody's listening because they like it. Trust me, I messed up and read the comments. What if people make a lot of noise because of what happened at my school?
Ah, so that's your school?
That's one thing the news didn't tell. Probably can't, for legal reasons. Yeah. Part of the reason people were upset is because of something that happened to me. He nods as if that's all he needs to know.
Well, they probably will make a lot of noise about the song. Folks love to blame hip-hop. Guess that's easier than looking at the real problems, you know? Just think, though. You in legendary company. They did it to N.W.A. They did it to Public Enemy, Pac, Kendrick. Shit. Anybody who's ever had something to say on the mic, they've come at them about how they said it.
Really?
Hell yeah. You youngins just don't know. N.W.A. got letters from the FBI over Fuck the Police. Some boy shot a cop and had a Pac song playing in the car. Politicians blamed the song.
What the hell?
Exactly, says Supreme. This ain't new. They love to make us the villains for telling the truth.
He sips his orange juice.
You need a real manager to make sure this doesn't get out of control and that it works to your advantage.
A real manager. The Aunt Pooh shade is obvious. The bell on the restaurant door dings. Supreme raises his hand to catch the person's attention.
D-Nice makes his way over. His gold chains are almost as long as his locks. He and Supreme slap palms and end it in a one-armed hug. Supreme stretches his neck to look outside.
Okay, I see you with the beamer.
He lightly elbows D-Nice, who laughs.
Already spending that money. Had to show these boys how it's done.
He looks at me.
The princess of the garden, we finally meet. Nothing but props, love.
He gives me one of those palm slap handshake things that guys sometimes do.
Between that first battle and the song, you killing it out here.
Confession, I'm a little tongue-tied. Starstruck even. D-Nice is a legend. What the hell do you say if you get a stamp of approval from a legend? I still think it's bullshit that you lost to FX that time. He and Supreme both laugh.
What?
D-Nice says. I studied battles way before I ever stepped foot in the ring. 2 years ago, you and FX battled, I say. Your flow was absolutely ridiculous. I'm still in awe that you came up with that rhyme scheme on the spot. You should have won, hands down.
Wow, I see you've been paying attention.
An MC must be a student before they're ever a master, I say. That's what my aunt always... The Timms. D-Nice showing up. This is a setup to get me away from Aunt Pooh. See, the shoes are bait, like I'm one of those fat bass fish Granddaddy likes to catch in the summer, and D-Nice is Supreme's bobber. Having D-Nice talk to me will let Supreme know if I'm biting the bait or not. But honestly, I swam into this water knowing I'd probably get caught. I knew what this meeting with Supreme was about the moment he texted me. Forget that even being here would hurt Aunt Pooh. Forget the fact that if I take his offer, it'll mean I have to get rid of her. Forget that if she's not my manager, she'll probably stay in the streets. I came here anyway. What kind of niece does that make me?
Listen, your aunt sounds like cool people,
Supreme says,
but you need more.
I bite my lip. Supreme,
hear me out, he says. Truth is, you've got a unique opportunity here, Bree. Situations like this, publicity like this, don't come around often. You gotta take advantage of it. Dee didn't have the buzz you're getting. Look what I did for him. I also got a big deal in the works for my son, if he can keep his act straight.
D-Nice laughs. There's a joke I'm clearly missing here.
He's still giving you problems.
Supreme chugs back some orange juice.
He can't focus worth a damn lately. But that's a whole nother discussion for another day.
D-Nice nods.
Straight up, though, Bree. This guy here, he points at Supreme, changed my life. I'm able to take care of my whole family now.
For real?
Oh, yeah, he says. I was doing battles in the ring, hoping it would lead to something someday. But my family was struggling. Supreme came along, set up a game plan. Now my family ain't got to worry about a damn thing. We good.
Good. One word, one syllable. If I could, I'd give everything I should to make my family good. I swallow the tightness in my throat and look at Supreme. If I work with you, can you make sure my family is okay?
I'll make sure you and your family are good, he says. You got my word.
He holds his hand out to me. It's a betrayal to Aunt Pooh, but it's a way for my mom and Trey. I shake his hand.
We about to get paid,
Supreme practically shouts.
You won't regret this, baby girl, I swear you won't. But first things first, I gotta come over and talk to your mom. The three of us gotta sit down and...
If my life really was a sitcom, this is the moment where the record would scratch. You gotta talk to Jay? Supreme gives this kind of unsure laugh, as if he thinks he's missing a joke.
Of course. Is there a problem?
Too many problems to name. I scratch the back of my head. That may not be a good idea right now.
Okay.
He says slowly, waiting for the rest. That's all I'm giving him.
I'll have to talk to her eventually. You know that, right?
Unfortunately. And she would shut all of this down, though, in a heartbeat. But it's like how when she does stuff I don't like and says it's for my own good. This is for hers. I'm willing to do anything to keep that sadness in her eyes from becoming permanent. Let me talk to her first. I lie to Supreme.
All right, he grins. Let's work on getting this money then.
19. When I get home, all of the recovering addicts are gone, and Jay is putting cans in the kitchen cabinet. Grocery bags cover the table. I slide my backpack off and set it on the kitchen floor.
How did you get all of... Girl, if you don't put that backpack in your room, I swear!
Jay snaps. God damn, she's not even looking at me. Peripheral vision is the devil. I toss my backpack in my room. Probably should have done that anyway. Those Tims Supreme gave me are stuffed inside. Nobody's got time for the interrogation that'll come once Jay sees them things. Supreme went on for hours about all of the plans he has for me. He wants me to do some interviews to address the drama. He wants me to do a song with D-Nice and a song with Miles. He wants me to do a mixtape of my own. Said he's gonna pay for the studio time and the beats. It's hard to be excited knowing I gotta tell Aunt Pooh that I'm basically dropping her, and knowing I can't tell my mom yet. I gotta wait for some things to fall in place first, you know. Have a 7-figure contract in my hands and be like, look what I got. There's no way she'll say no to that. Okay, there's 100 ways she'll say no, but I'm gonna try for a yes. She's moved on to the freezer by the time I return to the kitchen. She slides a pack of chicken in next to the frozen vegetables that are already in there. I peek in one of the bags. There are crackers, bread, chips, juice. Did Aunt Pooh bring all of this? No, I got it, Jay says. How? She keeps her head in the freezer as she stuffs another pack of frozen meat inside. I got my EBT card in the mail today. EBT? You got food stamps? But you said we weren't gonna... You can say a whole lot before things happen, she says. You never truly know what you will or won't do until you're going through it. We needed food. Welfare could help us get food. But I thought you said they don't give college students food stamps unless they have a job. I withdrew from school. She says it as casually as if I asked her about the weather. You what? I'm so loud, nosy Miss Gladys next door probably heard me. But you were so close to finishing. You can't quit school for some food stamps. Jay moves around me and gets a box of cereal from a bag. I can quit to make sure you and your brother don't starve. This hurts. This physically fucking hurts. I feel it in my chest, I swear. It burns and aches all at once. You shouldn't have to do that. She crosses over to me, but I watch the glimmer of sunlight that's shining through the window and lighting up the tile on the floor. Granddaddy used to say,
look for the bright spots. I know he didn't mean literally, but that's all I've got. Hey, look at me, Jay says. She takes my chin to make sure that I do. I'm fine. This is temporary. Okay? But becoming a social worker is your dream. You need a degree for that. You and your brother are my first dream. That other one can wait to make sure you two are okay. That's what parents do sometimes. You shouldn't have to, I say. But I want to. That makes this harder. Having to is a responsibility. Wanting to is love. She holds my cheek. I listened to your song. You did? Mm-hmm. I've gotta admit, it's catchy. It's pretty damn brilliant, too, Ms. Brilliant Bree. She smiles and runs her thumb along my cheek. I get it. Three words, yet they somehow feel as good as a hug. Really? I do. But you get where I was coming from, don't you? Yeah. You don't want people to make assumptions about me. Exactly. We have to prepare ourselves, baby. That local news story may only be the start. I need you to stay low during all of this. What? I can't go outside? Or go to school? I'm totally fine with that. Girl! She lightly smacks my arm. I laugh. I don't mean that low. Your butt is still going to school, so don't even try. I mean, she pauses, searching for the words. I mean, don't provoke them. Don't respond to anything. Don't do anything. Just act like they're talking about somebody else. Don't be getting all on Twitter or whatever, making comments. She's got to step up her social media game. I can't even troll people who come at me. I'm a pro at trolling gamer boys online. In fact, I may put it on my future resume as a skill alongside rapping and laying edges. Honestly, trolling is easy. All you gotta do is find multiple ways to call a gamer boy's penis little, and he'll rage. You better not say anything, period, Jay says. Matter of fact, hand me your phone. She holds her palm out. My eyes widen. You're kidding. I'm not. Give me your phone. I promise I won't phone, Bree. Crap. I take it out of my pocket and set it in her hand. Thank you, she says, and slips it into her own pocket. Go study for that ACT. I groan. Really? Really. The test will be here before you know it. That needs to be your priority. Gina says that Sonny's been studying for 2 hours a day. You could learn something from him. Damn it, Sonny. His overachieving ass got me looking like I'm slacking. Okay, I am, but that's not the point. Jay turns me toward the hallway. Go. Only thing I better hear is you studying. How do you hear somebody? Just go study, girl. She doesn't make me study for 2 hours. No, that's too short for my mom, apparently. It's 4 hours before she brings me my phone. 4. I don't know what words are anymore. Jay steps over my dirty clothes and junk on my bedroom floor. I ought to make you clean this nasty-ass room before I give you this phone, she says. Bet not be bringing roaches up in my house. Grandma used to say the same thing. They make it sound like people smuggle them into houses. Do I look like I want to be anywhere near a roach? They're right below Big Bird on my things I don't mess with list.
Jay sets my phone on my desk and maneuvers around clothes and junk again.
Just trifling, she says.
I love you too, I call after her. I've got texts from Sunny and Malik that I delete. Yes, I'm still in my feelings about how things went down at Malik's house. I've got tons of notifications from Dat Cloud, too. It's been like that for a minute now, though. I usually open the app to make that annoying red-circled number go away and close it. But when I open it today, there are a lot of unread messages waiting for me. Probably trolls. I mean, I dish it, so I should be able to take it, right? Trust. As many times as I've been called nigger and bitch by gamer boys, I can take a hell of a lot. Just need a moment to prepare myself. The first one is from a user called RudeBoy09. Great sign. I open it. There's a link, and below that, he wrote, "This is bullshit. Don't let them censor you, Bree." Huh? I don't click the link. What I look like trusting somebody named Rude Boy? It could be a virus or porn. But the next message from another user has the same link with a comment. "You got them big mad. Ha 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 ha." The third message has the link too. The fourth and fifth. New texts from Sunny pop up on my screen. "You okay? Call me. Love you." He sent me the link too. I click it. It takes me to an article on the website of the Clarion, the local newspaper. The title stops my heart. "On the Come Up Should Come Down. Local Teen Rapper's Violent Song Leads to Violence." What the? I mutter. It's an entire page of some chick named Emily Taylor complaining about my song. Her 13-year-old son loves it, she says. But according to her, I spend the entire track rapping about things that would make any parent hit the stop button immediately, including boasts about guns and anti-police sentiment. The hell is she talking about? There's not shit in that song that says anything against police. Just 'cause I'm tired of them patrolling my neighborhood like we're all criminals, I'm in the wrong? In the middle of the article, she embedded a video from the incident in the Ring parking lot. Emily uses it to describe me as a gang-affiliated, unruly teen who was recently kicked out of a local establishment. Give me 5 seconds with her, and I'll show her unruly. She goes on to mention the uprising at Midtown and actually says, "It only makes sense that a song that encourages violence encouraged them to act violently." But that end, though, the end of the article is the real kicker, because that's when Emily earns a permanent spot on my shit list. I respectfully ask the website Dat Cloud to remove On the Come Up from their catalog. It has already caused damage. We cannot allow it to continue. You can add your voice by signing the petition at the link below. We must do more to protect our children. Protect our children. I'm definitely not included in that. Fuck Emily. Yeah, I said it. Fuck her. She doesn't know a thing about me. Yet she wants to use one song to make me into the big bad villain who is influencing her precious son. God forbid he hear about what people like me have to deal with on the daily. It must be nice to panic over some goddamn words, because that's all they are. Words. I can't help it, but I click her profile. I want to lay eyes on this idiot. She has several highlight pictures that are supposed to reveal more about her. One is of her, her husband, and her son. A dead deer hangs behind them, and the three of them wear camouflage and hold rifles. And yeah, they're white. What really gets me, though? The title of her article before this one. Why you won't take my guns? Gun control has no place here. But it's different when I rap about guns. I wonder why. It's like that crap at Midtown, I swear. White girls don't get sent to the office for making snide remarks. Hell, I've seen it happen with my own eyes. They get a warning. But any time I open my mouth and say something my teachers don't like, to the office I go. Apparently, words are different when they come out of my mouth. They somehow sound more aggressive, more threatening. Well, you know what? I've got plenty of words for Emily. I close my door, pull up Instagram on my phone, and immediately go live. Usually only Sunny and Malik will show up. Tonight, about 100 people are watching me in seconds. What's up, y'all? It's Bree. The comments start immediately. Your song is fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. Fuck what they say. You my new favorite rapper. 100 emoji. Thanks for the support, I tell them, and 100 more people are suddenly watching. As you may know, there's a petition to get my song taken off Dat Cloud. Besides the fact it's censorship, it's stupid as hell. Hell yeah, somebody writes. Fuck censorship. That's right, fuck censorship, I say, to 300 viewers. They don't get it because it ain't for them to get. Besides, if I am strapped like backpacks, maybe it's 'cause I gotta be, bitch. Ain't my fault if it makes you uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable every goddamn day of my life. 400 viewers. People respond with 100 or high five emojis. But check this, I say. I got something for everybody who wanna come at me about my song. I lift my middle finger without hesitation. 500 viewers, more comments. Preach! Fuck 'em all! We with you, Bree. So, Ms. Reporter, I say, and anybody else who wanna call on the come up this, that, or whatever the hell else, do it. Hell, get the song taken down if you want. But you'll never silence me. I got too goddamn much to say. 20. I've only been drunk once in my life. The summer before sophomore year, Sunny, Malik, and I decided to try the Hennessy Sunny's dad keeps in his cabinet to see what the big deal was. Biggest mistake of my life. The next morning, I severely regretted touching that bottle. I also regretted it once Jay released her wrath. I think I have an Instagram hangover. I went to bed pissed at Emily and all of the Emilys of the world. But when I woke up, I was like, oh shit, did I say that? Too late to do anything. I may not have saved it on my page, but somebody saved it and now it's spreading. I'm praying that my you better stay low and not respond to anything mom doesn't see it. I'm not sure she'd care, though, considering how she's acting today. She came to my room as I was getting ready for church, but Jay told me, you can go back to bed, baby. We're staying home. Any other day, I would have ironically shouted, hallelujah! It's nothing against Jesus. It's his people I've got a problem with. But I couldn't celebrate. Jay gave me this smile that couldn't really be called one because it was so sad. She went to her room and hasn't come out since. I couldn't go back to bed, too worried about her. Trey couldn't either, so we've been watching Netflix for a couple of hours now. We got rid of cable a while back. It was either that or our phones. And Jay and Trey both need those for potential jobs. I prop my feet on the back of the couch, inches from my brother's head. He pushes them away.
Move them old stanky, crusty feet out of my face, girl.
Trey, stop, I whine and put them back up. I always have to have my feet up high on the couch,
He throws back some dry knockoff Cheerios. Trey rarely eats cereal with milk.
Oh, Bruce Banner Hulk-looking feet?
Just for that, I stick my big toe in his ear. He hops up so fast, his cereal bowl almost falls from his lap, but he manages to catch it. I die laughing. Trey points at me.
You play too much.
He sits down, and I'm still cracking up. I rub my foot all on his cheek.
Aw, I'm sorry, big bro.
Trey moves his face away.
All right, keep playing.
The floorboards in the hall creak, and I peek around the doorway. It's not Jay, though. Granddaddy says that houses this old sometimes tend to stretch. That's why they make sounds on their own. You think she's okay?
Who, Ma? Trey says. Yeah, she's fine. Just needs a day away from all the church gossip.
I get it. Church is full of people with plenty to say and nothing to do. You'd think some of them would help us instead of talk about us. But I guess it's easy to say you love Jesus and harder to act like him. Anyway.
So,
Trey says, as I get some of his cereal.
You no longer give a fuck, huh?
I come this close to choking on a knockoff Cheerio. This close. I cough to clear my throat. Hold up. You have an Instagram? He laughs.
Wow. You online showing your ass. And the first thing you want to know is if I got an Instagram profile.
Yeah.
You need to get your priorities straight. For the record, Kayla convinced me to get one.
There go the dimples. They appear whenever he talks about her. Is she going to be my future sister-in-law? He pushes the side of my head.
Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself. What's going on with you, Bree? For real. Because that video was not my little sister.
I pick at a thread on the couch. I was mad.
And? How many times I gotta tell you? The internet is forever. You want a future employer seeing that?
I'm not as worried about them as I am a certain person. Are you gonna tell Jay?
No, I'm not gonna tell Ma.
He always corrects me when I call her by her name.
She's got enough on her as it is. You gotta learn to ignore people, Bree. Not everything deserves your energy.
I know, I mumble. He pinches my cheek.
Then act like it.
Wait, that's it?
What?
He asks. You're not gonna go off on me? He throws back some cereal.
Nope. I'll let Ma do that when she finds out, because believe me, she's gonna find out. I'll have my popcorn ready, too.
I hit his face with a pillow. The doorbell rings. Trey pulls back the window curtain to look out.
It's the other parts of the unholy trinity.
I roll my eyes. Tell them I'm not here. Trey answers the door, and of course he says,
Hey, y'all, Bree's right here.
He looks back at me with a trollish grin that doesn't show his teeth. Jerk. Trey gives them dap as they come in.
Haven't seen y'all in a minute. How's it going?
Malik tells him everything is fine, but you'd think he was telling me since he's staring at me. I purposely watch the TV.
ACT and SAT prep are kicking my butt,
Sonny says. I'm so proud of him. He actually managed to get words out to Trey. There was a time he could only stutter around my brother. That's how big of a crush he had. Sometimes I think he's still got a crush on Trey. Trey's always known that Sonny likes him. He just laughs it off. Back when Sonny and I were in fifth grade, though, one of Trey's friends said something about Sonny, using a word I refused to repeat. After that, he was no longer Trey's friend. At 16, my brother was calling toxic masculinity one hell of a drug. He's dope like that. Trey sits on the arm of the couch.
Don't sweat it too much, son. You can take the tests more than once.